Yes and no. No, in the sense that Debbie maybe wants to foster popular support to the intervention in Mali, and therefore paying such a respect for the military is a way to, make the public more supportive. On the other side, it is true as well to mention that most of the population is busy with these daily problems and don't pay that much attention. There is no drinking water for everyone in N'Djamena. There is no electricity in many quarters of the capital city, not to mention the countrysides. And therefore, people say, why should we spend above 70 million euro in an operation that is so far away, while the situation in our country would need much more investment in the social services?
How will this impact on politics in Chad? As you've mentioned, there were these recent allegations of an attempt to overthrow the president.
If we compare with other countries such as Ivory Coast in 1999, we know that part of the reason of the coup in Ivory Coast was connected to military contingents that had been involved in missions in other countries, went back home and then found that the money they were expecting was not put on their bank account. So, of course, there is this discussion very much emphasized by oppositional website that stress the fact that the soldiers will expect a huge reward from their action in northern Mali and that the regime is not willing to pay for that. I have no idea whether it's true or not, but what I believe is, yes, eventually there will be a discussion on the rationale of all this exercise. And maybe the president have very good answer to those questions.
Are we seeing a gradual scaling down of Chadian troops in Mali? And how will this affect operations with the French in areas like Kidal?
Well, there are concerns if Chadian troops are going to leave. But we have to be very careful. We may just be in one episode of, negotiation, which means that President Deby has made clear that he wants to have a Chadian officer in the leading position in the international force on Mali. The answers he got from the UN were not that positive, so he's just trying to use his troops as a leverage to get maybe a better deal with the UN than what he has been promised up to now.